Barry, I'm sure, will be coming in any minute.
Who?
Barry's finishing a phone call.
Okay. Okay, we'll start. In Parshas Ve'era, you have at the beginning of the parasha the four Lashonis of Ge'ula, V'Hitzitz, V'Hitzalti, V'Galti, V'Lakachti, and the very well-known association that we have with the four Lashonis of Ge'ula is the Arba Koseis. That the Mishnah says at the beginning of Perek Avei Pesachim that a person is supposed to drink four cups of wine by the Leil HaSeder. The Gemara never says in the Talmud Bavli that that's because of the Arba Lashonis of Ge'ula, but Rashi brings it down and it's based on Yerushalmi, that because it says Vaitseis Vesaltim Galat Velakhti, so can I get that there are four Kaises. The Gemara talks enough Kufches in Psachim about the mitzvah of Hasebo, which parts of the Seder do need Hasebo, reclining, and which parts of the Seder don't need Hasebo. Mara needs Hasebo, Matzah, Sricha Hasebo, Mara, Initzar Hasebo. Then the Gemara asks, what about the Arba Kaises? The Arba Kaises that we learn from Vaitseis Vesaltim Galat Velakhti, do they need Hasebo, do they not need Hasebo? So the Gemara says that it's fascinating. It seems there was one person that made the rule on this, that gave the shear that everybody was saying over, and everybody followed his instructions about Haseba for the Arba Kaises, and that was Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that the Kaises need Haseba. And the Gemara says, so there's a conversation in the Beis Medrash, right? Rav Nachman was from one of the earlier Amirayim. He was before Abayan, right? He was a Rebbe of Rava. So he was from the earlier Amirayim, and you have the later Amirayim sitting in the Beis Medrash, and somebody said, Rav Nachman said that the Kaises need Haseba. And somebody else got up and said, yeah, I heard that too. And you know what? I also heard that Rav Nachman said that the Kaises don't need Haseba. Oh yeah, I heard that too. Everybody heard that the Kaises do need Haseba and the Kaises don't need Haseba. And Rav Nachman said both of them. So the Gemara says, but the late Pligis, there's no dispute about it. Everybody knows that Rav Nachman said both. One is about the first two kaises, and the other is about the second two kaises. Rav Nachman made two statements. He said that the kaises do need a seba and don't need a seba. He said one about the first two kaises, and the other statement was about the other two kaises. And then the Gemara, then we get to the curveball in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Va'amri lalahai gisa, va'amri lalahai gisa. But there's different versions about which direction the chiluk goes. And that's what we're all confused about. Rav Nachman was clear. Rav Nachman told everybody two do and two don't. And he told them which was which. But apparently in the later generations, they were no longer clear about which two Rav Nachman said do need a seba and which two Rav Nachman said don't need a seba. What's the, why should some yes and some not? So the Gemara says, well, there's a good svar to say that the first two kaises, Kiddush, and the one on the Haggadah, that's when we're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. By the time you get to the last two Kaisais, the end of the Haggadah, it's hollow, it's Birkas Hamazon, you're not really talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. The Gemara says, Maida Hava Hava, like Yetzias Mitzrayim is old news by then. So that's not when you need a Seba. The first two Kaisais, that's when we're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when you need a Seba. V'amri lo ha'gisa. But other people say it the other way around. That by the first two kaises, we're still talking about avdos. Avadim hayinu parim mitzrayim mitchilo v'day by dzar hayavaseinu. Right, the lachatz and the dachak and the all the difficult things that we talk about. So that's not a time for a seva. But by the last two kaises, we're already over and done with the yitzia from mitzrayim. So we're already b'nei chayrin. So by the last two kaises, it's more appropriate to act like b'nei chayrin. By the first two kaises, we're still in the trenches. So those are the svaras for the two sides. So Amri Lala Haigisa, that the first two are the ones that need a seba and not the last two. But Amri Lala Haigisa and the last two are the ones that need a seba and not the first two. So it's unresolved. The Amirayim in the later generations, they knew almost all the facts, right? They knew that Rav Nachman spoke about it. They knew that Rav Nachman said yes. They knew that Rav Nachman said no. They knew that two were yes and two were no. But Lamaisa, they didn't know anything about what to do. Yes to recline, not to recline, when, they didn't know anything. So the bottom line of the Gemara is Bahasha de Itmar Hachi ve Itmar Hachi. Since some say it this way, that the first two yes and the last two not, then some say it that way, that the last two yes and the first two not. Idi ve idi boi haseba. So they all need a seba. So that's the bottom line. Halacha lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch, it says that when you drink the four kaises, you have to recline because all four kaises need a seba. The first two kaises because of a subject that maybe those are the ones that Rav Nachman meant. The last two cases because of the suffix, then maybe those are the ones that Rav Nachman meant. really, all of them are only a suffix that they need a seiva. But since it's an unresolved suffix, so either be by a seiva, they all need a seiva.
What's the svara for the last two that we shouldn't need?
Because my dehava hava, it's already old news. We're finished with Yisit Mitzrayim already. Yisit Mitzrayim was discussed at the beginning of the Seder, so there you need a seiva. But by the end of the Seder, we're on to other things already, so you
but
don't need a seiva. Yeah, we're still free, right? But the mitzvah of a seiva is when we're dramatizing the story. So that's b'shas the CPC is Mitzrayim. So the Gemara, that's the bottom line of the Gemara. And, you know, it seems, right, you have the first two might need a seiva, the last two might need a seiva. So you go 2 + 2 = 4, so now all four need a seiva. The problem is, the Ran says that I would say, rather than 2 + 2, what we should do, we should make a 2 - 2 over here and get 0. Because if they're all a suffix, and this is not a din d'oraisa, it's a din d'rabbanan, so this is Sfeikos 101, suffix d'oraisa goes l'chumra. A suffix d'rabbanan goes l'kula. This is a suffix d'rabbanan, clearly. So the din should have been that you go l'kula. So what's shot in that last line in the Gemara? The hashad, the itmer hachi, the itmer hachi, now that we don't know which way to go, idi vi idi boi haseba, they both do need a seba. In other words, you're taking the suffix and going in the chumra, sefer keret, why don't you take the suffix and go lakula? So why are we being so machmir on this suffix drabanon? So the Ran, based on this Gemara, he's mechadesh a big yisayid. He says that although we usually have a rule of suffix drabanon lakula, that's when there's a single suffix, and the two choices are, let's say, chayev or pater, mutter or usser. So then you could go lakula, and if you get it right, good. It could be that you're getting it wrong, right? But there's two possibilities, and you have a 50% chance of getting it right. That's you're allowed to go lakula. That's suffix you're about on lakula. But over here you have two sveikais. The suffix comes in a pair. You have a suffix on the first two kaisais. You have a suffix on the last two kaisais. And they're totally zebizah. Because if the first two kaisais don't need a seiva, then the last two do. If the last two don't need a seiva, then the first two do. Over here, if you're going to go lakula on one, then that forces you to go lakumra on the other. But when you get to the second one, you're going to want to say again, it's a suffix to our button, you should go lakula. So you can want to go lakula on both. You go lakula on both, then you're coming to a conclusion that's for sure wrong. Because if you're going to go lakula on all the sveikas, you can say by the first two kaisets, it's a 50-50 chance, suffix d'rabbanan lakula. Drink it without a seiva. By the last two kaisets, it's again a 50-50 chance, suffix d'rabbanan lakula, you'll drink it without a seiva. But now you just drank all four kaisets without a seiva. But that's for sure wrong. When you have an individual suffix, you go lakula, and I might have gotten it wrong, but I might have gotten it right. Chazal say you're allowed to go lakula on such a suffix. But over here, if you go lakula, you're for sure going to get it wrong. Because you can't have all four without a seiva, that's for sure wrong. So since the two sveikais create a contradiction with each other, if you'd go lakula on both of them, it would lead you to a conclusion that's for sure wrong. You're not allowed to go lakula on such a suffix. And so we flip it around and we say suffix d'rabbanan l'chumra. And you go l'chumra. And we only go lakula when the lakula could be right. But over here, the lakula is going to be for sure wrong. Meaning, because if you go lakula on one, you can go lakula on the other also. Once you lakula on all of them, it's for sure wrong. And in such a case, you have to go lakumra. It's now, I'm about to show a few other applications of this.
Why would it be for sure wrong?
Because two of the cases for sure need haseiva.
Right.
And if we're going to go lakula on all four of them, then two of them were for sure being make on two that we're supposed to have a seiva.
Why don't we do the middle two? A seiva.
I guess. I guess that's also for sure wrong.
Yeah, but at least, yeah. Interesting. Almost right on both.
Does that become a name?
I hear that's an interesting. Yes, yeah. That's part of matzah. Matzah needs a seiva and karm pesach needs a seiva.
So maybe, why don't we say the same svara? Only in the beginning, when you're making the motzi, then you need it. But this is after after we're free already. What happened?
You mean the svara of my dahava hava, that the Gemara said before about the kaisa?
Why don't we say that by the avakai?
Because the matzah, the two kaises, the last two kaises are on Hallel and Birkas HaMazon. Other way around, Birkas HaMazon and Hallel. This is on matzah. Matzah is for sure related to the chayrus and the. It's for sure related to chayrus, but birkas hamazon and halal are not. They're really after we finished all the chayrus symbols. So the man says this is that even though we all grew up knowing Savir Abana Lakula, but when you have these two conflicting svekas, then we say no, on the contrary, let's go to Chumra. And do we have other instances of this? So we actually, and here's really why we're talking about it today, because the last time that we met, we were talking about Parashas Vayechi, and I said over a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Dalid, and somebody raised this question. And this Ran is the answer to that question. So let me just remind you. The Ran Daf Yudal, we were talking to Zerayim 2 weeks ago. The shir was about oranges. But we said over Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudal, where it says that Rabbi Akiva was picking a Zerayim from a tree on the first of Shvat. And the first of Shvat is a significant day. It's, right? We're in this Suffolk now. Today is what? Is the second of Shvat, right? It's the same suffix, right? Because from the 1st until the 15th, so it's the new year. It's, let's say if you're going from the 2nd year to the 3rd year, it's the 3rd year according to Beis Shammai, and you would be chayav in Maaser Ani. But it's still the 2nd year according to Beis Hillel, and you'd be chayav in Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, he was in that limbo between Echad B'Shvat and Tezvav B'Shvat, so he was noyig by Shnei Yisurim. He took off both Maasers, Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. And we discussed then the special rules about how you do that. It was really one mitzvah with a t'nai, but al kapanim he went l'chumra on the safek. So if I'm not mistaken, when I said over that gemara, someone here, I think it was Izzy actually, asked the question, why are we going l'chumra on the safek? Isn't it a safek to Rabbanon? And the background for that is that according to most Rishonim, the mitzvah of meiser in the Torah is only on three species, dagon, tirish, and yitzar. That means grain, wheat, and tirosh is grapes, and yitzar is oil, olives. Those are the only things that are chayav in shumas and maizes min ha-teira. And all the other fruits and vegetables are only chayav in shumas and maizes midirabana. That's the opinion of most Rishonim. The Rambam is a little bit of an outlier. He says that no, all these things are chayav midiraisa. But most Rishonim, the Ravid, the Balei HaTosfos, held that shuma on peiros ha'ilan is dirabanan. So Rabbi Akiva is picking these fruits. It's between Echad B'Shvat and Tesvav B'Shvat. So it's a Sovik who's Chayav Meiser Ani or Meiser Sheni. So he did both. So the kasha was, the whole Meiser on Esregim is only Drabanan. So if he has a Sovik, why did he do both? Why doesn't he do neither? So the Shar HaMelech answers that it's because of this Ran. Because over there also, you have two Soviks Drabanan. You have a Sovik whether it's Chayav Meiser Sheni or not. You also have a chesavik whether it's chayav in Meister Ani or not. Now, if you're just dealing with the Meister Sheni, you say, oh, Sefik Drabban Lakula, don't take off Meister Sheni. If you're just dealing with the Meister Ani, you can say Sefik Drabban Lakula and don't take off the Meister Ani. But there's no fruit in the world that isn't chayav one of them. It's got to be chayav either Meister Sheni or Meister Ani. So if you go Lakula, it's going to be for sure wrong. So therefore, you apply this rule of the Ran, and it flips around, and it gets the din of Safik Dravaisa L'chumra. It's still Safik Dravaisa, but it gets the din of going L'chumra. That Gemara Rosh Hashanah then is a corroboration for this Chiddush of the Ran.
Even though it's a Sfeik Sfeik. Like,
why is Sfeik Sfeik? Sfeik
if it's, meaning it's a Sfeik, it's not, like it's a Dravaisa, and...
I mean, it's a Sfeik on a Dravbanon. Sfeik on a Dravbanon. Right, well, that's... That's the context of the discussion. When it's a suffix, Dirabbanon, so ordinarily we go Lakula, but if it's this twin suffix where one of them, each one influences the other, then we go Lachamra. And a third application of this, and this is already a very interesting and creative one, this is Tshuva Nechsam Sofer. So Nechsam Sofer was Esther Shaila. It was probably much more in Gaya in the olden days, but it could really still happen even nowadays. The Shaila was, a person has a suffix about when he has yahrzeit. It's yahrzeit for a parent, and he doesn't know if it's on the 4th of the month or the 5th of the month. It's easy to imagine that, in the olden days, when communication, when the world was much larger and travel was more difficult and communication was much more limited, So you had these fakers all the time. Nowadays, there's no difficulty in getting the news around very quickly. But you could still have a suffix because of Bein HaShmashos. Right. Nowadays, the easiest way to have this suffix is because you just have a suffix about the date at the exact time of death.
Even that's easier nowadays because you know the Zmanim. But then
we have the Zmanim app. Even Zmanim app, you have
Bein HaShmashos. You don't know the official death when
Oh, right, that's also, right, it could be, you know, exactly. And so you had a Shaila, you don't know if you have Yartzei for your father on the 4th of the month or the 5th of the month, so they asked the Chassam Sofer, he wanted to know, what do I do, le'inyin, the Hadlokas Haner, the Tanis, and the Kaddish? So the Chassam Sofer says that the first...
Which Hadlokas Haner?
Lighting a Yartzei Lecht. It's a real minhug.
Whether to do it on the 4th
on the 4th or the 5th, right. So for the first point the Chassam Sofer makes, and this is an aside, nothing to do really with our topic today, but it's just very interesting. He, you know, it reminds us about another difference between our world and their world. He says, well, the Kaddish is a whole different story, because the Kaddish is a suffix in mominus, property rights. You know, because unlike the way we do Kaddish nowadays, anybody that wants to say Kaddish, they say Kaddish, and you could have four people, five people in the shul saying Kaddish together. Once upon a time, it was not done that way. Really, officially, it's not supposed to be done that way. It's a little bit of a mystery how we came to the situation that we're in. But until modern times, there was always one person at a time saying Kaddish. And if there were multiple people in the shul that had what we call a chiyuv, they would divide them up. If there were, let's say, you know, three avelim in the shul, so if there were over the course of a shachas min tamarev, let's say there's six times that you have a kaddish yasaim, so they would divide the three avelim, would divide it up, two for me, two for you, two for him, two for him. And then if one day somebody has a yard site, so he joins the rotation, and now they have to divide it up four ways. And they, you know, then there are rules about how you figure out who has kadim, who doesn't. So Chassam Sofer says that the guy that has a suffix, whether he has yartzei on the 4th or the 5th, he can never make a tviya on the other avelim, because they'll always say hamaitzim mechaver alaf haraya. That I the avel says I have bailus on this kaddish. The yartzei comes along and says, yeah, but I have a suffix yartzei today. So it's something maitzim de'ibadai, hamaitzim mechaver alaf haraya. So you can never take away that kaddish with your suffix claim of yartzei. So both in the way the Chassam Sofer says it is, both on the 4th and on the 5th, the avelim could push you off because they're a vade and you're a suffix. Now he doesn't go into it in detail, but I think it could be that he means dafke in a case where there are so many avelim that everybody only gets one. So let's say there's a dozen avelim in town. So over the course of these 2 days, nobody's getting more than one kaddish. If, though, let's say you just had one avel, right? You had one avel on this guy with a suffix yard site, so then I would think he should be able to say, you know, manavshach, one of the 2 days is mine, so you pick my hand is, I have the lower hand, you pick which day you want to give me. There's a sugya in Yevamos Daf Lamed Zayin that has a similar kind of a story where somebody says that, I know I have rights through your field. I don't know which of the fields I have rights through, but I have right. I know I have some way of getting from point A to point B, and that means through your property. So then the person whose property he's asking for an egress through could choose whichever he wants, the shortest possible path. Anyway, so I'm safer. He doesn't go into those details, but Al Kaponim, he says that's a mumminus tekashayla. So let's leave the Kaddish out of it.
What's wrong with both of them saying?
And they didn't do that in those days.
Why not? What was the problem?
It's kind of like having two people saying Chazar Sashatz.
As long as you have 10 people.
There's one Shliach Tzibur. No, Kaddish is supposed to be said by the Shliach Tzibur. That's why in the olden days they never had two people saying Kaddish. Because,
remember, now based on Midrash, when somebody there's the cloud yard side. So only the...
Yeah.
Only the yard
side. So there's a shul in Kew Gardens also. Yeah. In Kew Gardens, in the shul that they call the big shul, they do that with one of the kaddishes. The kaddish by shachas after Aleinu, if somebody is yartzei, they give a clap, and everybody else. But by all the other kaddishes, everybody says.
The people that are avelim don't say.
By that kaddish, they don't, right? You daven in that shul, they have to follow the rule.
But if you're in the year, you say that.
Availus is...
No.
Oh, just this.
Only the Avel. Only the Artek. Only the Artek.
Isn't it, the Chiv's only one Kaddish, isn't it? Isn't that so? Like, during davening, during tefillah? I mean, if someone's an Avel, is he mechuyev to say every Kaddish Yasam? Or is it one Kaddish per tefillah? That's what I heard once. I don't know if it's accurate.
I think he's supposed to say, I mean, the tefillah meaning that we have nowadays, he's supposed to say all of them. According to the old minhag, it depended how many people they had to split it up with them. He had to split it up with, but if there was just one Avel, he would say all of the Kaddish Yasam.
The candle, fasting, and those three things that he has, Jose, but those are all minhag? Not
the
Rabbonos, right?
They're all minhag, right? They're all minhag. The Tanis, it's funny, of all of them, the Tanis has the strongest basis because that's mentioned in the Gemara, but it has the weakest acceptance nowadays, yeah, right? Nowadays, many people don't fast at all on the Tanis. Okay, I'll call upon him.
It's the same thing of saying Kaddish as it is with davening. Does he have to daven too if he's saying Kaddish?
It's a similar. There's a similar source for them. I mean, I wouldn't really call it a chiyuv, but the minhag is for both of them. Yeah.
So did he respond about the other three?
So let's come back to the Shuvat Chacham Sefer. So again, this person said, I have a suffix whether I have the yartzeit on the fourth or on the fifth. So what do I do about Kaddish, about the yartzeit lecht, and about the Tanis? So he said Kaddish is a separate sugyo, Ayin Sham. But as far as the yartzeit lecht and as far as the Tanis, he says, what you have, you have a suffix. So you'd think, l'chare, your first thought would be suffix drabanon. You don't have to be so machmir. But this reminds us of the Ranim Sachim, who says that when you have a suffix between two, you have two suffix drabanons that are totally on each other, so you can't go l'kula. If you go l'kula on the fourth, well, by the same logic, you should also go l'kula on the fifth, and then you're not going to observe anything. You can't do that. So then we turn it around, and we go l'chumra. So the din, therefore, should be that you keep both days. Both days you light a candle. Both days really you should fast. But the Chassam service says, I don't really recommend that. So I say that you should on the second day add extra limud lili nishmasai in place of the fast. But al kapanim, you're observing the Tanis on both days. And the Kaddish, again, it depends on the situation with the other Avelim. But for Ulfi Arminic nowadays, he would say the Kaddish also. You say Kaddish on both days.
Why are they fasting?
That's what the Gemara says you do on the earth side.
Big fast
today. Yeah, a lot of people still do, but yeah. But the minhag has become much less widespread.
What's the reason for it?
Don't the chassid make sudas?
The sudas of the avil.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. This is a separate topic. We're not going into that. But that is it's a much newer
fasting and making a suda.
Somebody else.
Probably people eat it. Yeah.
There are definitely some people that still do, but it's true that there's a widespread minhag of not doing it. Maybe not. Maybe it's a topic for another day. But I'm leaving that aside.
Because a minhag that not everybody can keep, they're mevatel it. Maybe that's why.
Okay. So Chassam Sefer, he applies this run to this case of the Safek Yartzeit, and he says basically you keep both days. Then the Chassam Sefer is ma'irer that. This Ran that we started with, that L'chaira, it teaches us this big, revolutionary yisoyed in Hilchas Safek Drabanan, says there's actually a stira within the writings of the Ran himself, a spectacular stira, because you have two places where the Ran talks about a very, very similar case, and he says almost opposite things. There's a Ran, we were talking until now about a Ran Maseches Pesachim, about the Arba Kaisis. There's a Ran Maseches Megillah, where he's talking in the very beginning of the Masechta, when the Gemara has the Sugya of the cities that are walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and Irmuk of Chem Mes Yeshua ben Nun, it's Kerem Bechamish Asa, reads on the 15th. What about an Ir, a city that has a Safek, whether it's Muk of Chem Mes Yeshua ben Nun? It has a wall, and it's a very, very old wall. How old, nobody's really sure. There is some basis to say that it's goes back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun, but it can't really be corroborated with certainty. So you have a suffix. What do you do with such a city? So the Ran says that he brings down that some said that you should fast both days. He says you don't have to fast both days. I'm sorry, not fast. I mean, read the Megillah. Said some say, actually the Rambam says that you read the Megillah both days. The Ran says, why should you have to read the Megillah both days? Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. You have a suffix, whether the 14th or the 15th, suffix d'rabbanon l'kula, not l'chumra. To say to read the Megillah both days would be applying a rule of suffix l'chumra, but this is a suffix d'rabbanon. A suffix d'rabbanon goes l'kula, so of course you don't have to read on both days. Then the Ran says, now, of course, if I would follow that to its logical conclusion, suffix d'rabbanon l'kula, I would say you don't have to fast on either day, but okay, that we're not going to say that, because you can't be mevatel the mitzvah entirely, so you pick the first. But you don't have to fast both, you don't have to read, I'm sorry, on both days, because suffix d'rabbanon l'kula. That's what the Ran says, and he's coming to argue with the Rambam, who said to read on both days. Now, this Ran, you know, he's criticizing, he's arguing with the Rambam, who said to read both days, and his argument is, hey, it's a Savik Yerabanon. Savik Yerabanon goes Lakula. But according to his own Yesoid, in Masechet Pesachim, this would have been a great application of where you do go Lachumra. Because over here, the Safek is, it's not a Safek whether you do eat or you don't. It's a Safek whether it's the 14th or the 15th. So this is one, right, it's identical to the Chassam Sofer's case, the Safek of the Yartzeit on the 4th or the 5th. And we said then that you can't go Lakula because if you go Lakula on the 4th, the same logic would take you Lakula on the 5th, and you can't do neither. Once you can't do neither, so you do both. That was the svar of the Ran. That's why he said with the Arba Kaisais, you can't say that you do a seva on none of them, so therefore you do a seva on all of them. So it would make a lot of sense to say that you can't say read the Megillah on neither day, so you should read the Megillah on both days. But the Ran, just one second, but the Ran doesn't say that. He says, no, since Safek Drabban Lakula, you don't read on both days, so you just read on the first. So there's a big stira between this round of Megillah and the round of Maseches Pesachim.
How can you read the Megillah on both days and say Asher Kedushan Mitzvayisov and know for a fact that one is wrong?
True. So even that's right. That's a good point. That even the Rambam, who says that you read the Megillah both days, he says you only make a bracha on the first day. Uh-huh. Bracha only on the first day.
And the second question is, Bal Tosef. Do you say that on Halachas the Rabbanan too, or only the Arizal?
That's a good question. Could you have a Bal
Tosef? Can you have a
on a Darabanan? Meaning, if somebody does too much of a Darabanan, right.
Do we say, you know, it's an Isra Bal Tosef?
I don't know. My guess would be not, but I.
His first question about Safik, how could you say, like, Asher Kedushanu?
Yeah.
We do it's Lawrence Anyantav, we have 2 days of
that's year. A very good point. That's a very good point. That's a broad discussion about when we do make a bracha on a Safik, when we don't. Over here, Lamaisa, the Rambam says, that you'd only make a bracha on the first day. There's a long view of Gra in this Rambam, and he actually brings in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galdias, and he points to like half a dozen places where this shaila comes up about sfeik brachas on a safek, and maybe another time we'll go into that topic.
You're going to uproot the whole mitzvah in Gans, and no one is ever going to be matzah again, leading by matzah. Over here,
by Abrakosis, by Abrakosis, I mean.
By Abrakosis, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
But over here, everyone in the world is going to do it.
So that's exactly the teretz that Chassam Sofer says. Some Sofer says, because, again, he has the stira in the Ran, and to resolve it, he says, and the Mishnah Lamalek, by the way, who's one of the first Shema on the Rambam, he also asks the same stira in the Ran, and he says the same, he asks the same kashin, says the same teretz as the Chassam Sofer. What they say is that there's a difference between a suffix that happened to you, or a suffix that happened one day because of an unusual circumstance, versus a suffix on the whole mitzvah. The case of the random psachim is very unusual. We have a suffix, but it's not I have a suffix whether I need a saber because I'm not sure what I don't remember what I did or I don't remember what I was told, so I have a personal suffix. There's a suffix for Klal Yisrael. What were Chazal Masakim? In such a suffix, the stakes are much higher because if we get it wrong, then the whole mitzvah will become batal. It will be abolished entirely. So in a normal suffix, let's take the one in Maseches Megillah, where the Ran says, suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, you could go l'kula. We have a suffix about a particular city, right? We just discover some ancient Inca civilization, and we have this old, old world city. We don't know if it's Mekhoi V'Shushu or not. But whatever we do, all the mitzvahs are going to be intact. There are walled cities, sometimes it's Shubin Nun, that read on the 15th. Yerushalayim reads on the 15th. Shushan reads on the 15th. There are lots of cities that read on the 14th. In New York, we read on the 14th. In New Jersey, we read on the 14th. we're going to have this new city, this particular city, that we're going to have a suffix about. Okay, so we'll pick one, and we might get it wrong. If we get it wrong, we get it wrong. But no part of the Torah is going to become abolished. But when it comes to the Arba Kaisis, if we would say, look, we can't go, we suffix there are bottom, we don't want to be machmer on all of them, so let's just pick one. So we climb by the first two Kaisis. If we do that, so what if really the proper time to reclaim is at the last two Kaisis? And when here we're going to write in the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to write in the Gemara, we're going to tell all of Klai Yisrael to recline on the first two, not the last two, and no one will ever fulfill the mitzvah of reclining by the Arba Kaisis. If that's, in such a case, the Ram went L'chumra, and he said, you can't go look over here where you can get it wrong, and if you get it wrong, the whole mitzvah becomes batal, so you have to go L'chumra. But according to this, if this is right, then that random sochem, which we started off with, which was, we said it's almost a revolutionary idea, really, you know, changes the whole landscape of Safik Rabban Lakula, it's now a much, much more limited rule. It was only in a case like that where the Safik was in the Gemara itself, and what Chazal were masaking, there, and you have two conflicting tzvekis, we go L'chumra. But in an ordinary case, I mean, in a case of a Safik that arises in my home or your home, we would go Lakula, and we would just pick one, which means that, for example, if we go back to the places that we applied that run, so let's put Yartzeit on hold. Rabbi Akiva, who picked Esregim on the first of Shvat, according to what we're saying now, there's no reason why he should have had to go L'chumrah, because he had a suffix what to do with his Esregim, but not everybody picks their Esregim this week. Whoever picked their Esregim last week is going to take Meister Sheni. Whoever's going to pick their Esregim next month is going to take Meister Ani. He has a suffix. He doesn't know what to do. But there's no risk of a mitzvah or of a Takanas Chachamim becoming abolished. So there's no reason why he should have had to go to Chumrah. Now the Gemara says he does go to Chumrah. But what that means is that the Kasha comes back. We said that last week when we said over the Gemara, someone asked the Kasha, why are we going to Chumrah on that suffix? The Shar Melech asked the Kasha, and he answered that Kasha based on the Sisoid of the Ran. But according to the way we just scaled back the scope of this Ran, it's not really a good teretz to that Kasha. So that Gemara remains Shver. Okay, so Rachin on that Gemara. Now what about Yartzeit? I want to come back to this because this is a fascinating application. So you thought immediately that, oh, according to this, we can't apply the Ran to Yartzeit either, because that's a very personal thing, right? It's just, you know, I have a suffix about when my father's Yartzeit is, but it's not all of Klal Yisrael. Chassam Sofer over here says something a little bit surprising. He says, this is actually similar to the random Pesachim, where the whole mitzvah could be abolished from all of Klal Yisrael, because, even though it's not all of Klal Yisrael, but the whole observance of this man's Yartzeit is just by his children. And if over here, if let's say we have a suffix, whether it's the fourth or the fifth, and let's say they go with the fourth, and it was really the fifth, so that person's Yartzeit is never going to be observed. So that's like a whole mitzvah getting abolished. And therefore he says, no, I'm going to apply that Ran and say they have to go L'chumra on the suffix. Just like, even assuming the Ran only said it on a suffix like Arba Kaisais, where it was in the Gemara itself, so it was in the Ikar Takanas Chachamim, and the only reason he was so machmer was because he was afraid that the whole observance of this mitzvah would be abolished forever from everyone. That's true here also, because this man's children, that's the whole world for his Yartzeit. If they don't know when his Yartzeit is, so if they say Safik Rabban Lakula and they pick the wrong one, then his whole Yartzeit will be abolished forever. So therefore he says you should go L'chumra. But Zok the Ra, and Zok the Chassam Sofer, this is very interesting, creative, that we wouldn't necessarily think of this nowadays, but he says it really depends on the circumstances of the Safik. Is it a suffix? He says, this is what I would say if it's a suffix for the whole family. But let's say it's only a suffix for him, but there are other brothers and they know. Now, of course, nowadays we can't even conceive of that. I mean, if it's known, it's known. And you know, we'll all text one another and then we'll all know. But this shuva was written in 1814. He doesn't say what the circumstances were. But let's just throw out, for example, the family moved to America. Okay, the father and two of his sons moved to America. And one son is still living here in Hungary. And he gets news that his father died. And he gets it with an English date. right? And it's in the winter, right? So let's say he finds out that his father died on January 3rd, and he doesn't know if it was, you know, if it was in the late afternoon and evening, and it was already Dalet Shvat, or it was earlier in the day, and it was Gimel Shvat. But his brothers know, because they're in America. They were there, B'shas Tzitzis Neshama. They know, but he's never going to see them again. He's never going to hear from them again. So, Zok Chassam Sefer, so this already is like the other case of the Ran. This is like the Ran himself, in Megillah, rather. Because over here, you have a Suffolk. Okay, Suffolk Yerbanon, go Lakula. It's going to abolish the whole thing. No, there are brothers. It's like other Yidden that are still keeping the mitzvah. Over here, there are brothers. Other people are keeping the father's yard site. You're just not sure that you're going to get it on the right day. Okay, it's a Yerbanon. Suffolk Yerbanon Lakula. So he says, if the whole family has a Suffolk, which of course in the 21st century is usually going to be the case, if the whole family has a Suffolk, then you have to go L'chumrah. But if it's a Suffolk just for one of the siblings, then you can go L'chumrah. That's the end of the tshuva. That's the bottom line of the Chassam Sefer.
Children of the Holocaust,
yeah,
don't know for sure.
Right, when in many cases you have Suffolk, right?
Pick a day.
So they just
pick
a day.
You absolutely have Suffolks in those yard sites.
You don't know whether that's the real yard site or not. You know, so you pick a day and you just follow that day.
Mm-hmm.
So all these Suffolkers, I mean, it's...
Did he address the Kaddish?
Just pick a day.
Aspect?
He said about the Kaddish, so he said he said that
I know it's one of the other.
About the Kaddish, he said that the other Avelim don't have to defer to you. You're always considered the Maitzim Mechaveir El of Haraya, so you don't get to take any of the Kaddishes from them. What he adds, though, I didn't mention this before, is that if you have the wherewithal to make your own minion, so then you should make a minion and say Kaddish, and you should do it on both days. In the case where he says that you go L'chumrah, which is in most cases, you should do that on both days. In a case, though, where let's say there's one part of the family that knows and only this one doesn't know, then he would say to do it on just one of the days.
You said Rabbi Akiva should have gone L'kula?
That Gemara with Rabbi Akiva, we still have a Tzarech Ion why he's going L'chumrah.
So I'll tell you, the reason why is because you have an option. Don't pick your Esrig during that Tkufa. Do it a week earlier or do it a month later. You have a way out. So since you want to do it then, you do both. Take both Chumras.
That would be a new klal, though. That any time that you're responsible for getting yourself into a Suffolk Rabbanon, you have to go L'chumrah.
Well, can you say that?
But I don't think that's the case. I mean, if a person... Okay, I don't know if I can think of an example offhand, but the rule of Suffolk Rabbanon... I don't think it's usher to put yourself into a Suffolk Rabbanon. Okay,
you have cases.
No, that is.
If you put yourself in that thing, you need both a get, then you need a this.
Those are derices, of course. Yeah. And that's also something that a person is not allowed to do because of all the problems that it makes. But a suffik and a mitzvah, you put yourself in the situation of suffik, and then you should be able to follow the rules of Hilchas Veikas.
If you want something to run the cool over there.
But maybe I can't really think of a good sushtel. Okay. Maybe you're right.
And during those 2 weeks, no one will ever take. During those 2 weeks, it will come out forever. No one's ever going to do the proper mitzvah of
Veikas. Okay. Okay.
During those 2 weeks, never going
to
do it.
Okay. It seems to me like that would be a big stretch of this claw of the run. But I hear maybe. Okay, I wanted to add this Rabbi Kiveger, a very geshmaka cheshbon in Rabbi Kiveger, talking about this Ran and Psachim. Remember, the Ran said, let's back up a step, the Gemara said that we don't know whether Rav Nachman said the first who need a seba and the last who don't need a seba, or the last who need a seba and the first who don't need a seba. And then the Gemara's last line is, and since we don't know which way, so they all need a seba. Frech the Ran Akasha, if we don't know which way, it's a Safek to Rabbanon, why are we going in the Chumrah? So the Ran said, because if you go L'kula on the first, by the same logic, you can also go L'kula on the second, and then you're not going to do a save on any of them. Excuse me. So that's what we have to do a save on all. That was the run. Rabbi Kiveger said that actually, he says, if you think about it carefully, there's a very good logic to go L'kula, let's go say Sefik Yerbanon on L'kula, and it's not going to end up bringing you to having no save on any of them. Here's how you start. You start your Seder. I'm drinking the first case. And when you're drinking your second case, you say, okay, I'm not sure what Rav Nachman said. He might have said these cases do need a seva. He might have said they don't need a seva. So this is a suffik. Suffik Yerbanon, Lakula. I'm not going to do a seva. So the first case, you won't do a seva. The second case, you won't do a seva. Then when you get to the last two cases, So now again, Rav Nachman, he said, either he said these cases do or he said these cases don't. But now, let's think. If he said these cases, these last two cases need haseba, so I should do haseba. If he said these last cases don't need haseba, well then which cases did the first two cases need haseba? If the first two cases need haseba, but I just drank them without haseba, so I wasn't yoytze the first two cases. In which case, these two cases are my first two cases. So now these two are for sure going to need haseba. Even though I did nothing wrong drinking the first two without haseba because safek rabbanan lekula, that's not lucky, you could go lekula. But meaning I'm allowed to take the risk of not being yoytze. But lemaisa, if I drank them without haseba, I wasn't yoytze. So now when I get to my last two kaisais, manavshach, on the tzad that the first two are the ones that need haseba, then these are my first two. On the tzad that the last two are the ones that need haseba, then these are my last two. So then avada, I should do haseba for the last two kaisais. So why does the Ran say that if we would go lekula, we would wind up having none of them, and therefore we have to turn around and do all of them? We should be makel on the first two and do a seva on the last two, because at that point you need a seva on the shach. You should need to do a seva on the last two. That's your Rikimaker's kasha on the Ran.
Yeah, you should need
to
do a seva on the last two, because that's clearly...
Then you should have a fifth and sixth kais without a seva.
Then you need two more cases.
No, because you don't have to make up your
first two.
Remember, something you're about on the cooler.
These are the first two. Now the last one out of the first two.
Right.
Where is the third and the fourth?
On the tzad that these are my first two, that I wasn't really yet say my first
right.
two,
where,
so I didn't complete my four.
Right.
So
now but you need two more.
You need two more.
Yeah, but the
after three and four. You
that's only if you're going on the chumra and a safek. Safek you're about on the kula. Meaning, at this point, you're right. There's a 50% chance that I only drank, I was only yaitse two kaises. And there's a 50% chance that I was yaitse all four kaises. So, okay, if this was...
So
if this
now
was
now you're deciding, should I drink two extra kosos? And you're saying, I'm going to decide not to.
Because Kusavik Yerabara Lakula.
You shouldn't have to drink two extra
kosos. Right. Because if it was a day raisa, they would have to do that for the Suffolk. It's a drug bar, I don't have to. Meaning...
Wouldn't you have that by the second kos already? In other words, by the second course, you already have the...
I don't have a Maman of Shach, because...
Because it was only on sets.
He said
right,
two
sets of two.
First two or the second two, yeah.
So that's where Kivager is. He says this is a Tzarech Ian on the Ran. Why did the Ran think that if you're going to go Lekula, you're going to wind up without any Haseba on any of them, L'cher, when you get to the last two cases, your Maman of Shach is going to need Haseba. So I just want to... suggest a thought, Lagave, this Kasha Rabbi Kivayger. When the Gemara was speaking at the
answer?
I think he leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun. I didn't see it inside, I saw it brought down the way I think that's the way I saw it brought down. He leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun. But I was wondering it like this, that when the Gemara is explaining the reason for the two tzadim of the Safek, right, it was both tzadim had to do with what you were up to in the Seder. And there's a tzad that maybe the first two need a seva because that's when you're talking about CBC's Mitzrayim. The last two, you're already on to other topics, so you don't need a seva. Or there's a svara that the first two don't need a seva because you're still dealing with the avdus. The last two already, you're up to the, you're already
you're
past
free.
The avdus, so that's why you need a seva. So it wasn't really a question of numerical order, first, second versus third and fourth. It was really about what you were up to in the Seder. So even if let's say I wasn't yaitze the first two kaisais, so now when I'm drinking the third kais, it's really my first kais, but it's still not a kais that I'm drinking while talking about CBC's Mitzrayim. It's a kais that I'm drinking at the stage of my Dehava Hava. So you still have the svara of why it should have the din of the last two kaisais, not the Nida Seba. Rabbi Kivayger seems to be focusing on the number, like it's din in the first and second. But this might be the first and the second. But it's not. It's really a din in whether it's the kaisis b'shas the Haggadah that need a seba, or is it the post-Haggadah kaisis that need a seba. Well, when I'm at the end of my Seder, I'm definitely doing the post-Haggadah kaisis, so there's no Maman of Shach. That's what I would think answers this kasha. I'm not sure why he considered as a kasha. Okay.
Now, anyway, if we
I like that.
Thank you.
Halacha l'maaseh, if you forget. Yeah.